The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Well, we are about ready to get the second half underway. The Bombers leading 23 to 14. Mount Home will be kicking off. Well, the Bombers are able to recover one onside kick in the first half. They tried two. They were 1 for 2, had a couple of pooch kicks.
Now, once again, we'll have the wind at our back in the third quarter. You get that pooch kick up in the air, it tends to sail on you if that wind gets under it a little bit.
A little surprised we took this half of the field to start because West Memphis deferred. And so if they get the choice to receive, you should get the choice
which end you want to defend,
and you'd think you want that win in the fourth quarter.
You'd think so, but, you know.
We'll see.
They're a little bit more ready. They got 6 people up on the front line for the kick this time instead of 5.
Platt and McLean both there, and Platt will kick. Gets a high bounce off one of the Blue Devils, and the second one behind him is there to pick it up. Almost got another one.
Another good kick right there, and just a good reaction time by the end man on the front for the Blue Devils as he was there to pick it up.
So West Memphis will have the ball at the 42-yard line to start with their first drive of the second half. Mountain Home had a bad snap on an extra point. That's why we're at that odd number of 23 instead of 24. Trips to the left side. Holmes, the running back, behind Troxler, the quarterback for West Memphis. Working out of the pistol. Motion to the near side.
Sweep.
Yep, just
play
what they started
it,
the game
stretch
with.
It,
this
stretch
is Stone.
It,
turns it upfield. He's got a seam at the 50, the 40. He's gone. Steven Stone takes it to the house.
Flag.
A flag. Oh, my.
Miss coming back.
Oh. He takes it. 58 yards, but it's coming back. There's a flag back at the 40.
There's a great big hole there. They blocked it real well. They helped. No, I'm not
and it is a hold against West Memphis. Coach Elmore saying he's 20 yards down the field when he threw the flag. Official saying, I tried to grab it out of my pocket. It wouldn't come out.
Official was making – he had his arms around him and grabbed him.
It was a bear hug, he said.
Yeah, and that's makes it hard to get off a tackle when you're wrapped up like that.
Yes, it does.
A block, rather.
So the 58-yard touchdown called back.
Well, once again, we've got to take better angles tackling like that, recognize their speed, and take better angles getting there. And we got to get off those blocks, but we can't if we're wrapped up like a grizzly bear out there.
It's a 12-yard penalty as it occurred in the backfield. So it backs the Blue Devils back up to the 30. Bob, that's the first play they ran to start the game, was that jet sweep there, and they had success with that on the first play as well.
Well, we set back a little bit, and you have to attack that. Don't let it come to you when you recognize that.
Two receivers on the top side of the field. One was uncovered. Now they'll cover him up. A handoff is home straight ahead, and Riley Peters grabs him and pulls him down. But it's a nice gain out to the 38, a pickup of 8.
Well, that's not good. They're knocking their offensive front, which has been good all night long, is knocking us off the football. We're 4 or 5 yards back at time, and Riley was able to step up and make it.
Second and 14 here for the Blue Devils with 11:20 left in the third quarter. Bombers up 23-14. Troxler out of that pistol once again. And he wants to pass. He looks to pass, covered up. He's going to have to
blocking
run.
The back.
Boy, there's a – yeah, they didn't get it either. Here he slips one tackle, turns it upfield. He's down to the 45-yard line. It's a pickup of 7. Boy, they missed the penalty right there, didn't they, Bob?
They did. That was a block in the back right there when he got around the corner, the offensive player. It's going to be fourth down, or third down, I guess.
Third and about 7 here. From the 45-yard line. They've got to get to the Mountain Home 48. Looking to the sideline with the play being signaled in. Three different coaches over there giving signals. Troxler talks to his offensive line. Still 10 left on the play clock. Third and 7 here for the Blue Devils. Troxler wants to pass. Looking left. He fires left. It's going to be complete.
Short.
A short gain to about the 48-yard line. It's going to be fourth and about four coming up here. A 3-yard pass play. Making the catch that time was Carney. He had a big gain in the first half as well. And the punt team coming on here for the Blue Devils.
Don't just play regular defense right here.
Yep.
Don't.
It's fourth and four. Troxler is the quarterback. He's also the punter.
And they're looking to the sideline to see what kind of call it is. So
Mountain Home, nobody back there. They'll let the punt go. They don't think they're going to punt. Fourth and four.
There it goes.
There's the fake. It goes to the back, and he's got the first down.
Oh, gosh.
He takes all the way to the Mountain Home 40, a gain of 12 on the play.
Knew it was coming.
So it's a first down for the Blue Devils.
We've got somebody down out there.
I'll go back a couple of pages here to see how many first downs they have. That's will be their ninth of the ball game. Is that Swartz is down?
I think
yeah, it
so.
Is.
I'm not
yep,
sure.
That's the sophomore James Swartz, who is injured. It's the left leg they are looking at. Coach David Martin out there helping out and working on that left ankle, and Swartz will get up and walk gingerly back towards the sideline. So the ball at the 40 here for West Memphis as they convert on fourth down. And a fresh set of downs for the Blue Devils. 9:31 left here in this third quarter. Logan Krim comes in at that corner position. He's played quite a bit defensively for Mountain Home. He's been all over the field. He's been a linebacker, a defensive back. He's been a defensive end. He's in at cornerback right now. Ball's given to Holmes.
Golly.
Coming to the near side. Holmes to the 30, the 25, the 20. Runs over a tackler at the 18, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 16-yard line. It is a 24-yard run for Guerin Holmes.
But we're just way too soft. Way too
yep.
soft out there right now. Just
first down for the Blue Devils at the 16-yard line. 9:15 left in the third. The Bombers leading by 9. Troxler will give it to Holmes again. Coming to the near side. Big hole. He's in. Touchdown. Untouched. From 16 yards out, and Holmes has his third touchdown of the night.
That's the same play they ran right before that, and they're going to keep running it until we stop them.
Holmes has touchdown runs of 16, or I should say 5, 22, and now 16. Nine, 10 left in this third quarter. Here's the extra point attempt by Dylan Wigginton. A good time for a miss here. Make it a 3-point game instead of 2. We got a flag, and they stop the play. It's offsides against Mountain Home. So they'll have to see if they want to go for 2 or if they're going to kick again. Wigginton's already on the sideline. They're going to go for 2.
I don't blame them.
No.
I'd run the same play they just scored on.
So it moves the ball. The 2-yard actually turns it about a 1.5-yard penalty. Moves it from the 3, half the distance of the goal. It's a 23-20 game right now. And the Blue Devils will go for 2. So this is a huge play for this Bomber defense now. You stop him here, it's still a 3-point game.
Same formation.
Troxler out of the gun with Holmes flanking him on his left side. They've got an extra running back in, a fullback, lined up behind the left guard. They start right, cut it back to the middle, and Holmes is in. The two-point conversion is good, and the offsides penalty costs Mountain on the point. 9-10 left in the third. It's 23-22, Mountain home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs, from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
It's fall in the Arkansas Delta. From the beauty of nature's autumnal wardrobe to the festivals, fairs, and special events, there's no better time to explore the Arkansas Delta Byways region. Spend a weekend traveling the region's byways and discover the rich history and culture the area is known for. Our festivals feature music, fun, and some of the best food you'll ever eat. From a scary butcher barn to great blues music, you'll find fun for the entire family right here in the Arkansas Delta. Visit deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
Well, pretty nice return by Brad Liddy on the kickoff. He'll bring it out to the 28-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start with their first possession of the second half. 23-22, Mountain Home leads it. 9:03 to play. Bombers jumped out to a 10-0 lead. They also had a 17-7 lead and a 23-14 lead. First possession of the second half. McKay will give it to Junior Williams. Junior to the second level. Junior pulling tacklers, moving the pile near the 40-yard line, falls ahead to the 41. The ball comes out. West Memphis has it, and they've recovered. They've taken the ball away from Junior Williams. Was his forward progress not stopped?
No.
Knee not down?
You know they're not going to call that right now. After the first half they had refereeing.
Junior takes it to the 41 with a 13-yard carry. And then the fumble, and West Memphis gets the football back. First turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Well, credit West Memphis. They did a good job of reaching in and just stripping that one loose.
And, you know, our sideline's not saying anything because it must have been a good call. A call we didn't like, though, did we?
We didn't. 8:48 left in this third quarter. Boy, the momentum has shifted in a hurry here in this third quarter in West Memphis. Ball from the 33-yard line. This is Holmes. Holmes will take it all the way down to the 25. 26 is where they'll mark his knee down. It started at the 34, so that's going to be at about an 8-yard pickup. Guerin Holmes over 100 yards in the first half. 8:25 left in the third. The Bombers with a one-point lead. West Memphis with the football looking for their first lead of the ball game. Out of the pistol. And they'll give it to Holmes going right side. Holmes has a first down run. He's at the 20, stood up, and then knocked backwards. They'll mark his progress to the 20, about a 6-yard gain on the play.
Well, we just can't keep giving up 8, 6, 12, 14 on each play. And
.806 left in this third quarter. They're going to mark him down. I'll tell you what, where they mark the ball and where that umpire finally puts it down is two different things.
Oh, it's a pig and a poke out there. You don't know where it's going.
They'll mark him at the 21, a 5-yard gain officially. Jet sweep coming to the near side. This is Stone, turns it upfield. Stone inside the 15 to about the 12. He's going to have about a 9-yard gain on the play.
Well, we're not getting anybody at the point of attack. We're not getting anything. Riley Peters came from the offside and ran him down, made that tackle. But point of attack, they're doing a great job blocking us because we're not anywhere near the football.
Second down and just over a yard here for the Blue Devils. 7:23 left in the third. Bombers up by one. It's Holmes right up the gut. Holmes untouched again for a touchdown. running to the left side, and he's into the end zone, and West Memphis has its first lead of the ball game.
The only thing keeping that from being an 80-yard run is they didn't have that far to go.
Boy, he had nothing but daylight, didn't
no.
he?
No.
West Memphis will go for two again here to try to make it a 7-point lead. Holmes with his fourth touchdown of the night. Comes with 7:15 left here in this third quarter. Now the two-point try. Troxler will give it to Holmes. Holmes, he's going to be stopped short, it looks. The officials are marking him inside the one-yard line. So the try for two is no good. So it's a five-point West Memphis lead, 28-23, with 7:15 to play in the third. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults also suffer from agitation, paranoia, and dangerous behaviors, which can be even more severe. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they can help. 870-508-6400. HensleyBehavioralHealth.com.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit CenterPointEnergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Here's the kickoff and the fair catch called for, made by Mountain Home at about the 25-yard line. And
that was Junior.
Junior Williams got bumped and
he flopped pretty well.
He flopped pretty well on that one. He tried to sell. Officials didn't buy it, though.
Yeah, he wasn't buying that.
So the 26-yard line is where Mountain Home will start with their second possession of the second half. The last one was a one-play possession. Ball was stripped away from Junior at the end of his run, and West Memphis turns it into points. 28-23 Blue Devils. Bombers, I may have not noticed in the first half, looks like a little bit larger line splits. Ball is given to Junior straight up the gut. He's going to take it to about the 29 with a 3-yard gain.
Well, if they're going to stand that four-man front, it really doesn't hurt us to spread them out. It creates seams a little bit, makes that slant a little bit harder for them to execute. But you know, when you have big gap like that, you got to keep them out of them. That's the downside of that. If you leave a big gap there, it's awful tempting for somebody to shoot it. And when they walk those linebackers up, which they hadn't done much.
John Brown's their middle linebacker. Tennessee Martin looking at him. He's got a chance to play at the next level.
He was ready to go, but offside.
Mountain Home out here, clear out here on the sideline. The wide receiver moved that time. That moved Mountain Home back to the 24-yard line with the penalty. Mountain Home's been penalized four times for 16 yards tonight.
Not big penalty, just very inopportune ones.
Yes. 6:18 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home down by five now. It's 28-23 West Memphis. Second down and about 12 here for Mountain Home. It's McKay. Late pitch coming to the near side is shot, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 30. He'll pick up close to six on the play.
Once again, they're still trying to get a line. They do. They're doing a good job trying to get linebackers scraping off and getting on the quarterback, made him pitch. And, you know, you get that pressure from inside out. It's tough to read sometimes. Isaac has to get his head down the field and feel that pressure to pitch the football.
Third down here for Mountain Home. It's third and six from the 30. 5:59 left in this third quarter. Long snap count, and boy, the linebacker jumps in there. Mountain Home's able to get the handoff to Junior. He's going to take it to the 34, a gain of four, so fourth and two coming up.
That's when it was wide split, you can't stop that. Linebacker just came up, jumped over, and Isaac was lucky to get the ball into Junior's belly. It looked like we may go, well, unless we try the onsides count.
Try to get him to jump. Fourth and two here for Mountain Home with 5:25 left in this third quarter. Bombers from their own 34 lining up like they'll go for it. They do. The handoff is to Junior, and he has the first down.
Hey.
He had to get to the 36. He's to the 37.
Well, you think he is. If that referee walked in an angle, he's...
Boy, a gutsy call from your own 34-yard line on fourth down, but... Hey, it works.
First down. You know, only got to make it touch that bar, and it was a foot past it, it looked like. So,
5:04 left in this third quarter. Both teams now with 13 first downs on the night. Fresh set of downs here for Mountain Home from the 37. And McKay. On that replay, and boy, he kept it, and there was nowhere to go.
We got too many people standing straight up that time and looking and watching.
That's going to be a loss of one back to the 36.
You can't stand up and look and watch and see what happens to the running back.
4.5 minutes left in this third quarter. 28-23 West Memphis. Second and 11, upcoming here for Mountain Home from their own 36-yard line. McKay looks over the defense, gets under center now, and will give it to Junior Williams. Junior is still on his feet, breaks out of a tackle, breaks another. He's at the 50, the 45, the 40. Still tacklers trying to pull him down. Knocked out of bounds inside the 35-yard line.
Well, once again, Junior, good job of keeping those legs going, running through tacklers. Once he got in the secondary, those secondary people continue to try to arm tackle him. He just runs right through them and finally gets drugged down.
A 32-yard run for Junior Williams to the 32-yard line.
Now that once again is out of that formation where we're unbalanced with the wide receiver on the three lineman side, and it spreads that defense a little bit, and Junior's been able to find a seam. They run that a little bit wider on the option look. It's not right behind the guard. It's more of the guard tackle gap right there, that bubble. Formation to this side this time. Let's see where we go.
Working from the far hash. Boy, I tell you what, the ball, McKay is hit immediately. One of those linebackers again coming through very quickly and hitting him just about the time he got the snap. He's going to be thrown for a loss back to the 35-yard line, a loss of about three.
Well, once again, offensive linemen have to recognize when those linebackers step up in those gaps they're covering, and that changes your blocking assignments a little bit. You're going to have to communicate, and you got to pick up that nearest threat to the football.
Second and 13 here for Mountain Home. From the West Memphis 35, the Bombers down five.
Here he comes again.
The ball given to Junior, and Junior to the 30 and stopped there. He picks up five on the play.
You know, if we can get the handoff without the penetration bothering the handoff too bad, we do a pretty good job of busting it up in there.
Junior Williams a little slow getting up.
Oh, he's slow after everything getting up. When you give him the ball again, he'll go.
He'll take off. He had a big 77-yard touchdown run in the first half. It was just amazing to watch. He carried tacklers. I think he had the last one on his back for about the last 20 yards.
He's kind of winded now. He's got them hands on his knees
he
out
does.
There. But it's warm tonight. It's actually hot down here.
It is. 2:32 left in this third quarter. McKay rolls out of the option, pitches it late, the ball's on the ground, it hit Liddy's hands and went to the ground, and West Memphis has recovered at the 33-yard line. We'll see. Yep. West Memphis with the recovery of the fumble, and Mountain Home had a nice drive going, but...
Well, we tried to run a lead option in, and you just got so many people up the field that you couldn't couldn't execute it, and the pitch wasn't exactly where it needed to be, and they blew that one up pretty good.
So the Blue Devils offense comes back out. West Memphis leads it by five, and they get the football back. First down, Blue Devils at the 34-yard line. Their own 34, operating right to left with 2:22 left in the third. Again, that option play, and this is a new running back that's in there, and he's got a huge gain, over 15 on the carry that time. That's going to be Latavian Thomas. Thomas near midfield before he was finally pulled down. Waiting to see where they're going to put the ball down finally. We'll call it the 50, a 16-yard gain.
Well, they figured out they can run off tackle, and they've done it to both sides. And
they'll give it to Thomas again, coming to the near side. Well played by the Bomber defense. That's a big loss on the play. About a 3-yard loss. Leading the way that time was Luke Foreman.
Foreman and Kraft got up the field that time, recognized the play, and got off the blocks and got upfield. That's something we're going to have to do on both sides of the ball.
Loss of three, back to the 47. So second down and 13 here for the Blue Devils. 1:33 left in this third quarter. Handoff Thomas. He's tripped up from behind, and he's going to pick up, looks like, 2 to the 49.
And that's Kraft again. Made the tackle. Strider did a good job of clogging it up right there. Made him cut back, take a misstep, and allowed Kraft to get there.
Third and 11 coming up now for the Blue Devils. And we haven't seen Thomas out there on this drive. We haven't seen Holmes on this drive. I see him standing on the sideline. Looks okay. It's been Thomas. Here's Troxler rolling out. He is going to be hit. Oh, he slips out of the tackle as... Boy, he almost was sacked for about a 7-yard loss. He's going to take it across the 50, the 45, down to about the 42-yard line. He picks up 9 on the play, brings up 4th and about 2.
I don't see how he wasn't down there. You know, knee never touched the ground, but, boy, we had him. And then he cut back, and we took bad angles. And
Luke Foreman, boy, just couldn't quite get him to the ground. He had his arms around him, grabbed that jersey, and somehow Troxler was able to escape. We've reached the end of the third quarter. West Memphis with a 28-23 lead over Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!